Fundraising today is more important than ever. We all know that. What I've attempted to do in this podcast is assemble some stories that are meaningful to me, that made a difference in my ability to raise funds, but more importantly, to connect with donors and corporations in a way that was authentic, that made a difference to our school and our ability to do more with less. My name is Pat Bosco, formerly Vice President of Student Affairs, Dean of Students at Kansas State University. I've been privileged to be around some phenomenal fundraisers, and I've learned some lessons from each of them, important lessons that will help us raise money from corporations and from individuals once we establish a compelling reason to give. Some of those individuals were university presidents, professional fundraisers, committed to helping us raise money in a very sincere and intentional way. I received a phone call last night from a donor. Now, he called to simply acknowledge the holidays and to thank me for my work as a university administrator. And I thought about that phone call. What led to him initiating a phone call to me to thank me for my work? Shouldn't it be the other way around? And I thought about something that Mindy Waxelman shared with me a number of years ago. Mindy, university administrator, established the Proud campaign with a group of student leaders a number of years ago. Was the principal for our Parent Family Association at the university. She illustrated always the importance of building relationships over a period of time, to listen very carefully to donors and their expectations, to understand the importance of one-on-one relationships. People give to people. I remember listening to Art Laub. Art was our director of fundraising on the KSU Foundation a number of years ago, when he visited with our staff in the early 80s to tell us that winning athletics doesn't raise money, that winning sports programs and college universities doesn't raise money. And we were all shocked by that, because at the time we were not doing well athletically, and we thought, well, unless we have winning athletic programs, we're not going to be successful raising money. And that's a myth in college fundraising today. Please don't get me wrong. Winning athletic teams help. They open the door. They give you the opportunity to present compelling reasons to give. It's developing compelling cases, the need for specific kinds of programs that make a difference. For several decades, we presented to a corporation needs of the university. And this particular corporation was not responsive to any of our proposals over several presidents, to the point where we were wondering whether we should continue making presentations to this corporation because we just weren't successful. Kurt Schultz, who was our university president for 8 years, said he was going to take a crack at this corporation. And I went ahead along with him, and I had several proposals with me that we had presented before, some new proposals that we thought would make a difference to this corporation. And he did something extraordinary at the beginning of the meeting. There were several executives from the corporation that we'd met with in previous times, but something different happened with Kirk Schultz. President Schultz started the meeting by asking these corporate leaders what they needed from us. He asked about their goals and their aspirations and how our university could help them. And he stopped. And he waited. They weren't prepared to actually share their aspirations and goals. They were expecting us to lead with what we thought we needed to advance our university. I will tell you that I learned a great deal from President Schultz, who was a master fundraiser, by him asking first and foremost, how can we help? That's authenticity. That corporation has helped us with a variety of programs and activities in a meaningful way. But that was an extraordinary fundraising lesson. Not to lead with your needs, but to listen very carefully and ask the important question, how can we serve you and your corporation? How can our great university help your great corporation achieve mutual goals and aspirations? lesson learned. To bring Art Laub's a point across, we have publicly the largest donation of our university ever received was from a single family. And it was a $60 million gift. And $20 million, a third of that gift did go to athletics. What never really made the headline is the two-thirds of that gift went to student life programs, scholarships, student success programs, academic initiatives that made a difference to our entire university family. We often don't appreciate the fact that certainly successful programs, whether academic programs or athletic programs, get your foot in the door. But our donors are very interested in developing and hearing how they can help advance the university in a variety of ways. Successful fundraisers have taught me to ask about a donor's passion. What are they most interested in? And sit and to listen. We established a family scholarship program that didn't necessarily respond to the brightest students, but the students who in high school worked their way through high school, that had excellent grades and were leaders. That was something that our family felt very, very, very close to. Therefore, we go out and ask for a donation that we contribute first ourselves. That develops a sense of ownership and a passion. It's in your voice, in your presentation, in your ask, if the donor knows you've contributed. It doesn't have to be a large sum of money, but it's important that you give first. If you're selling candy bars, make sure that you've bought candy bars to begin with. If you're asking for contributions for a particular fund, whether it's on the phone or in person, make sure that you've contributed first. Be prepared to answer the unasked questions. A question that I'm always interested in is how much money goes toward fundraising. I think that's a very important part of what's out there today, that we should take pride in the fact that a very small percentage of our money raised actually goes toward the fundraising operation, that a great majority of the money, maybe all of the money, every single dollar raised goes directly toward the activities that we're attempting to support. That we develop case studies and compelling reasons to give, and they have to be specific and impactful. My experience leads me to believe that donors are not interested in broad generalities. They'd like to have their dollars for specific activities that make an impact, and that impact ought to be measurable in very specific ways. To honor every gift, that's part of relationship building. There's sometimes go-away money. I don't believe in go-away money. Money where get off the phone or out of your office or to get away from a pledge. We ought to honor every single gift. I enjoy gambling. And I noticed that successful dealers at any casino in America will honor every single bet, whether it's a dollar on the table or $1,000 on the table. They treat every gambler the same. That dollar that you may be putting at risk is important to them as the person next to you that has $1,000 on the table. My point is, I want to respect all gifts. It's all relative. Now, I'm not being naive. I know that large donors receive lots and lots of perks. I'm talking about the respect of the individual gift. There is no go-away money. Today's gift, well, no matter how big or small, is a beginning of a relationship. And if we respect that relationship, that long-term commitment can make a huge difference down the road. Don't assume that a donor's been asked for a gift. It's almost like a vote during election time. You want to make sure you ask for someone's vote. That can make a difference as well. Effective fundraising just doesn't happen. I know we see some things on TV where a gift comes out of nowhere. Those are few and far between. Effective fundraising professionals and volunteers will tell you takes an enormous amount of work. that there needs to be follow-up in relationships over a number of years. That's important that we listen to donors and we develop a compelling reason to give based on their expectations, not necessarily ours. Have a passion what we represent, but that has to be translated in language that others understand, where every single dollar is going to be not only accountable, but it's going to go directly toward the services and programs that make a difference. Authenticity allows us to be effective fundraisers.